This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Justin Bieber's on LA authorities' radar following a report that the Sorry singer headbutted a patron during an altercation at a restaurant in West Hollywood. A customer phoned in the incident after observing Bieber fighting with two bartenders before hitting a customer early Saturday morning. The customer's not pursuing charges, but authorities are investigating. Bieber's also getting investigated in Cleveland because a man claims the singer assaulted him after a June NBA Finals game. Listen, scrawny Justin, stop picking fights with people bigger than you, and that's, everybody. Since the presidential election, Full Frontal with Samantha Bee is seeing a big bump in its numbers in the new year, 175%. The show is hilarious. Here's some of the names Samantha has called Donald Trump: a sociopathic 70-year-old toddler, a melting hunk of uninformed apricot jello, a crotch-fondling slab of rancid meatloaf, and my personal favorite, a cheating, investor-swindling, worker-shafting, dictator-loving, and a pathologically philandering, narcissistic serial con artist. Full Frontal with Samantha Bee airs Wednesday nights on TBS. In other Trump news, the wife of Red Hot Chili Peppers drummer Chad Smith will not face charges for allegedly assaulting actor Scott Baio. Baio accused Nancy Mack of physically assaulting him over his staunch support of President Trump. The judge won't press charges after determining the attack wasn't too serious. The 1980s TV star, 56, and current D-lister claimed that Mack grabbed him and shook and pushed him. Well, thanks to that judge's decision, Baio will go back into oblivion. Thank God. Guess what? Kurt Cobain would have turned 50 this week. The lead singer of Nirvana would have reached this milestone had it not been for committing suicide back in 1994. It seems hard to believe, but the rocker who ushered in the era of grunge would be entering his 50s. The Nirvana album Nevermind, released in 1991, is widely considered to be one of the most influential albums of all time. Stephen King and J.J. Abrams' Bad Robot Productions have teased a secret new Hulu project titled Castle Rock, named after the fictional Maine town that serves as the setting of many of King's stories. J.J. Abrams and I want to invite you to take a trip to Castle Rock soon. Be afraid, King warned on Twitter. Castle Rock will be an anthology series where each season will follow a different set of characters and storylines while interjecting themes and specific characters from previous seasons. A release date has not been announced yet. HBO has acquired the U.S. television rights for the BBC David Bowie documentary, The Last 5 Years. The doc covers a period during which Bowie worked on his albums The Next Day and the Grammy-sweeping Black Star, as well as his musical Lazarus. The film comprises rare interviews with Bowie himself, archival footage, and audio from the Black Star and The Next Day sessions, alongside interviews with some of the musician's collaborators and friends. As for the release date, we'll keep you posted. CBS Television is close to finalizing a new agreement with the stars of The Big Bang Theory, which will bring the show back for 2 more seasons. The 5 original stars will reportedly now have equal pay, earning around $1 million per episode. Previously, Jim Parsons, Johnny Galecki, and Kaley Cuoco had negotiated for equal pay together, and the new deal put Simon Helberg and Kunal Nayar on that same level. Co-stars Melissa Rauch and Mayim Bialik, whose contracts are also up, will reportedly be in line for major pay raises as well. About time! The Notorious B.I.G. will be the subject of an upcoming documentary titled Notorious B.I.G. One More Chance. It has the full permission of Biggie's mother, Violetta Wallace. The authorized documentary will be directed by Emmett and Brendan Malloy, who previously worked on the White Stripes concert film Under Great White Northern Lights. This year will mark the 20th anniversary of his shooting death here in L.A. No one has ever been charged with the crime. Lisa Marie Presley's twin 8-year-old daughters have been taken into protective care by social workers after authorities found damning photos and videos being stored on a computer owned by Lisa's estranged husband, Michael Lockwood. "I was shocked and horrified and sick to my stomach," Lisa said in court papers filed as part of her ongoing divorce from Michael. Lisa Marie, the only child of Elvis Presley, also alleged that her husband was abusive and feared he took advantage of her wealth, which is about $300 million. Will Pink Floyd reunite? Pink Floyd fans are hoping so after the possibility was raised that the surviving members of the band could reunite for the Glastonbury Festival this summer. "I don't think it's very likely, but yes, I would do it given the opportunity," drummer Nick Mason said. Roger Waters didn't flatly reject the possibility, but he called the topic, quote, "boring." David Gilmour has repeatedly dismissed any possibility of a Pink Floyd reunion. I guess that'll happen when pigs fly. Oh, wait. The Trash Bin. Chris Brown's ex-girlfriend, Karrueche Tran, got a restraining order against him, claiming the singer vowed to kill her and added that he beat her up before. Now Chris must stay 100 yards away from her, her mom, and her brother. She claims he, quote, "punched me in my stomach twice and pushed me down the stairs." These incidents, if true, would have occurred while he was on probation from his assault on Rihanna. They split in 2015 after it was revealed that Chris fathered a daughter with another woman while he was dating Karrueche. Chris, get thee to a shrink. Phew.
The news wrap-up.
Lawyers could be the next profession to be replaced by computers. Google and Microsoft have agreed to crack down on piracy sites in search results. The digital games market will see sales worth $100 billion this year. WhatsApp debuted a feature that lets you post photos and videos that disappear after 24 hours. Sound familiar?
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
The horror thriller Get Out dominated the box office.
The number one album.
Future self-titled album enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
No, it couldn't be. Yes, it's Minecraft Pocket Edition.
The number one fiction book.
Heartbreak Hotel by Jonathan Kellerman is the most popular book in the USA.
Linkin Park formed in the LA suburb of Agoura Hills back in 1996 and has since gone on to sell 68 million records worldwide and win 2 Grammy Awards. Having adapted nu metal and rap metal to radio audiences, the band has also collaborated with several other artists, most notably with rapper Jay-Z in their mashup EP, Collision Course. Now they've just emerged from the studio with a brand new track, and it's great. From their upcoming 7th album, One More Light, due May 19th, here's Linkin Park featuring Ciara with the song of the week, Heavy.
You say that I'm paranoid, but I'm pretty sure it's out to get me. It's not like I made the choice to let my mind stay so messy. I know I'm not the center of the universe, but you keep spinning around me just the same. I know I'm not the center of the universe, but you keep spinning around me just the same. I'm holding on. Why is everything so heavy?
Linkin Park featuring Ciara with the song of the week, Heavy. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z.
And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.